Good evening. I'm Alan Smith in Plano, Texas, author of Unbreak Your Health, The Complete Guide to Complementary and Alternative Therapies. And tonight our topic is the Silva Method, originally called the Silva Mind Control Method. And our guest is Laura Silva Quesada, president of Silva International, and the daughter of the method's creator, Jose Silva. She's presented the Silva Method to people of all ages around the world for 30 years now, and is the author of For Parents Only, and is the author and producer of the Silva Life System Distance Learning Method. I understand that you were actually born during the height of your father's research on mind development, and that in fact you were even one of his research subjects, so you've really got a unique insight into the creation of your father's techniques, don't you?
Yes, I do. I recall the Silva Method being in my life, all of my life, since I was very, very young and could understand what he was working with and doing. And I would say that would be like when you're 4, 5, 6 years old, more or less, we would practice hypnosis and exercises with positive hallucinations and negative hallucinations, and we would have H regressions, H progressions, and we would practice this on weekends especially because the whole family was together. And I always thought all families practice hypnosis on weekends because that's all I ever knew. Little did I know that we were pretty unique in that way. So there's a few years later that I came to recognize that we were different. But nonetheless, we were very well accepted.
The Silva Mind Control Method began over 40 years ago, but what is the Silva Method today?
Well, the Silva Method today is really basically the same essential and fundamental tools that the Silva Mind Control Method provided way back when. We changed the name from Mind Control to the Silva Method simply because people resonated in a negative way with the word Mind Control. My father always felt that Mind Control is exactly what it was because it was thought control, that it was self-mind control. And he always believed very strongly that if you did not learn how to control your own mind, you then would be at more risk for others to control your mind. Again, people then through time kind of, you know, twisted that around a little bit and they thought, oh no, it's about controlling your mind. And the Silva Method was never about that. It was always about you learning to use more of your mind and have greater control of your mind, and that way be able to do amazing things with that. But because of that, through time we dropped the name Mind Control and just stuck to the Silva Method. What's different about the Silva Method today is that we have greater applications. We have more science to validate what my father has been saying for over 50 years and what he had founded way back when. His idea was really way ahead of its time. And until today, that science can validate a lot of what he has always said in the way of how to use your beliefs to dictate and govern your living experience, how to become healthier by managing your stress effectively, because 90% of all stress-related problems are, of course, tension costs and stress costs. So the moment you learn how to manage your stress, you're able to manage a huge percentage of all health challenges. He was the very first person who found that you could go into the alpha frequency of brain and be able to function there with conscious awareness and in a very dynamic way, using imagery and thought processes and pondering and questioning and having a deductive mind to come to better conclusions, problem-solving abilities, and healing. That's exactly what is incorporated in guided imagery or psychoneuroimmunology. So he was way ahead of his time. Way back when, most people would do passive meditation, and they would go as deep as they could go without going to sleep and have great benefits from that. But he found that when you stopped at alpha and didn't go all the way so deep into the theta frequencies, like in passive meditation, there was greater health benefits associated with that type of functioning. So he's quite amazing. And so today what we find is that we have a Silva methodology that speaks with today's terminology, that is validated by science, that incorporates in a more complete way what is out there in the field today.
The Silva Method is designed to help you learn to use more of your brain, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Most people, I would say about 90%, would only function using beta brainwave frequencies with conscious awareness. That is that most people use high brain frequencies in which they can see, hear, taste, touch, and smell, and use their physical senses to process information. Only 10% of the population, for whatever reasons, whether they have gone through training like the Silva method or they just naturally locked into functioning in the lower frequencies of alpha and theta with conscious awareness, have other benefits and they enjoy other benefits because they learn to do that. The Silva method teaches everybody who comes to the program how to use more of the brain potential and the mind of faculties associated with that brain potential. There are certain faculties of mind and qualities of mind function that you can access when you function at the alpha frequency that are not available to you when you function only at beta. So you certainly have greater use of brain and more use of mind.
Modern medical science is just beginning to appreciate that stress is a huge factor in disease and illness, but your father, Jose Silva, figured it out decades ago, didn't he?
Yes, he did, and not only that, but he went beyond that. He would emphasize the fact that when you are able to manage stress effectively, you need to go beyond just the stress experience. You need to go to what causes the stress experience. Most people say that you triggered stress when you triggered the fight-or-flight response. And the fight-or-flight response is a response to perceived danger. But you have to remember that that's fighting and or fleeing. And we rarely ever fight or flee. We don't need to do that. It was a response that is innate to us that allowed us to be safe and protected us during challenging situations or dangerous situations to secure our survival as a human race. There are 6 billion people plus on this planet, so we have survived and have done quite a good job at that. So we have also found that the fight or flight response, which are behaviors, fighting and fleeing are behaviors, have evolved through time. And we no longer experience, per se, the fight or flight aspect of that response. In fact, they have evolved to fear and anger. So most of the time, when people experience stress, they experience stress because they experience fear and or anger. And those are emotions. And it's very different than they are behaviors. And when we look at it now, it's almost as if it is the emotional body, the emotional part of our very being that is really at the root of all health challenges, or 90% of health challenges. Of the very things that we are afraid of or that we are angry about that cause so much stress in our lives that then lead to a weakened immune system or the stress hormones that are being released into our system that cause illness or that cause or allow diseases to flourish. But not only that, but beyond the fear and anger are some core emotions. And those core emotions have more to do with abandonment, rejection, helplessness, hopelessness, or feeling that things are out of your control. And those core emotions are triggered. And when they're triggered, then they cause fear and or anger. But anytime those core emotions are triggered, we must ask ourselves, where are they rooted? Because they're definitely not rooted in your presence in the here or now. Anything that is triggered is rooted in your past. So then again, here we ask ourselves, well, how far back into our past are these feelings or these emotions that are rooted in abandonment and rejection, helplessness, hopelessness, or a lack of control? How far back do we have to go? And in some cases, we have to go way, way back. So it is through mind that you're able to do all these things, and you can't have access to those faculties unless you slow down your brain frequency and experience how to do that. And that's what the Silva method does.
Good sleep is essential for good health, and everybody knows that, but research shows that too many people aren't getting enough sleep today. How does the Silva method help us improve the quality of our sleep?
Oh, the Silva method is wonderful for that, in that the Silva method teaches you to slow down brain frequencies. Now, in order for you to enter deep sleep, deep, natural, healthy sleep without the use of drugs, you must go from a beta frequency, unwind slowly into alpha, theta, and eventually cycles throughout the night from delta all the way up to alpha-like beta frequency, and where you experience a rapid eye movement and dreaming occurs, and then your frequency dips down again to slow wave sleep and cycles back up and down. And you have what they call dream sleep cycles, and you have 4, 5, 6 of these dream sleep cycles that last 90 minutes a cycle per night, depending on how long you sleep. The Silva method teaches you how to slow down your brain frequencies in the direction of sleep. It allows you to enter sleep more easily or more readily because you're already starting at a slower frequency that is closer to where you want to go than when you are at beta. And it also teaches you a technique where you're able to slow down the chatter in your mind, where you are able to focus your attention with a technique that focuses on details, where you incorporate countdown deepening exercises that take you only one direction, which is sleep, and then allow you to enjoy restful sleep all night long without the use of drugs. It is an amazingly effective technique.
One of the unique features of the Silva method is its use of the alpha state for healing. Can you tell us a little bit about the process and how it works?
Yes, certainly. When you enter alpha, which is quite easy to do, I mean, anyone can enter alpha very, very easily. It's not a difficult thing to do. So when people ask me, how do I know I'm there? I basically say, just close your eyes, take a deep breath, and keep your breathing very paced and rhythmic and your body very relaxed. So what a person learns to do with the Silva method is be able to enter alpha. When you are at alpha, you cannot be stressed and tense and relax at the same time. It's one or the other. So when you are at alpha and you learn how to relax your mind and you learn how to relax your body very deeply, you are very, very calm and at ease, and you're not experiencing stress. And you're allowing your immune system to strengthen. Not only that, but you also learn techniques of how to utilize your imagery, this visualization and imagination, to help in the healing process through either guided imagery or the use of the mirror of the mind technique or other techniques that incorporate imagery that help the healing process. And we teach these techniques step by step along the way. But one of the main things is that you cannot be in this internal healthy state and stress at the same time. When you learn to manage your stress effectively, you are able to literally eliminate 90% of all your health challenges. So one of the very first things that we do in the Silva method is to manage stress effectively. One of the second things we do is to think of what you want and only that. We don't need to waste our time thinking of illness, of problems, of what ifs. What if this happens to me? What if I get sick? What if I... No. You need to focus all of your time and energy on only what you desire to achieve, which is great health, vitality, energy, a robust experience of life. Once we have that, to think of what you want only, we work with your belief structures, because belief structures govern your living experience. And the sooner we can become very, very familiar with that and acknowledge that, the sooner we can change our living experience. And then we also talk about using more of your brain and mind to make changes in your life for the better. So those are the roadmap to success that we incorporate. Manage stress effectively, think of what you want only, go beyond your limiting beliefs, and use more of your brain and mind.
Today you present the Holistic Healing and Alternative and Complementary Healing courses to doctors and nurses across the country. How do medical professionals respond to the course?
Very positively, because they realize that there's something, there's great benefits in being able to learn and employ these techniques. We have so many doctors and nurses who come through the program and apply the techniques with their patients and even teach their patients how to use imagery, how to cooperate and participate in the healing process. Your doctors can only do so much. Your health caretakers can only do so much. Your support system can only do so much. You have to and must do the rest. You, as an individual, must engage in the healing process. This is your body. This is your body that responds to your thoughts, your desires, your intentions, and a response to your thoughts, desires, and intentions far greater than it does to anybody else's. So we must change how we think, believe, and or behave in order to get differences or changes in the outcomes of our health. But we must take an active role and participate in the healing process. Otherwise, it's not going to happen to the degree that we want to, and we can get back to health. I just now finished, in fact, just today, I received the master's of a new course that I recorded. It's called the Silva Mind Body Healing Home Study Course, and it'll be out for sale by next month, I would think, or soon. And the main focus of that, and people think, oh, but that's just too easy. It can't be that easy. Healing can't be easy. It's got to be difficult. No, it doesn't. Healing is not difficult. You just have to do what it takes. And you've got to be a very, very conscious of healing your spirit, mind, body, and emotions and allowing your intuition to guide you. We must manage our stress. We must break through those limiting beliefs and create new beliefs and structures that are going to give us more of what we want in our living experience when it comes to anything, but especially health. We must heal our emotions. And most of the time, at that point in time, people say, oh, I'm out of here. I don't want to go into my emotions. That's just too hard. It's just too painful. Well, you know what? You have to, because that's really, I would say, 90% of your health challenges are rooted in the emotional you, your emotional body, because that's what's at the core of stress. And stress is responsible for 90% of your health challenges, because stress has now evolved into fear and anger, no more fight or flight. It's connected that way. So we must do what it takes to heal our emotions, and that is be able to express them, be able to forgive ourselves and others, be able to touch base with our internal experience, have a support system that is supporting us along the way. I mean, there's certain things that we must do to heal our emotional body and maintain it strong and healthy. Then we must heal our spiritual body. We must have a connection to source energy. We must get inspired by the arts, music, beauty. We must express love, unconditional love and acceptance. I mean, these are some of the very things that we do. We must meditate. We must pray. You know, that to heal the spiritual you. And people say, oh, I don't pray. Well, then you're missing the boat. You know, that's part of what you must do to have a strong spiritual body. We must heal the mental body by thinking positively, using imagery to help us. We must continue to grow and expand and learn and solve our problems and accept challenges with open arms and search for solutions and make our life better and think in those ways. And we must meditate on a daily basis. 1, 2, 3 times a day, depending on how ill you are, we must meditate daily. And we also must do what we have to do to keep our physical body healthy. And these are just a very few of the elements that we must do, but these are the simple things that we say, oh, that's just so easy. But are you doing it? Because if you're not doing it, then you must. You must have a healthy emotional body, spiritual body, mental body, and physical body, and you must break through limitations or limiting beliefs, and you must manage your stress effectively. Because unless you do all that, then, and if you're not willing to do that, then you're not going to get the health that you deserve that is there for you.
There's been scientific research on the Silva method since the very beginning, hasn't there?
Yes, there has. And it validated a lot of what my father had found way back in the 60s, that you do get beneficial effects by meditating. You are able to slow down brain frequencies into the alpha frequency and not have to go so deep into theta. And by being at alpha, you have a dynamic mind that can guide the healing process. They do find that by meditating, all your body functions begin to normalize. Your thinking process improves. Your ability to strengthen the mental muscle is also improved. I mean, the benefits are outstanding. I mean, they're amazing and scientifically grounded.
So where are Silva Method classes taught today?
We are in 111 countries and in 31 languages. People can always go to silvamethod.com and look at our directory of instructors worldwide. And we post a lot of our classes in the U.S. in our directory and some in other countries as well. But we also have links to all the other sites that our instructors and directors have worldwide. Silva Method has been around for over 45 years, well, close to that. We began our first class in 1966, but my father, before that, was already teaching here in Laredo, Texas. He's passed away. He passed away about 10 years ago, but he was teaching way before he presented the first public class, you can say, the first paying class that he organized in a course, which is in Amarillo, Texas, back in 1966, to a group of artists. And I have to say, many of those artists are still around and are part of the Silva organization as well.
Laura, I'd love to thank you for taking the time to talk with me tonight about the Silva Method.
I'm so pleased to do so. I love the method. I love what it does. I love the fact that I can share as much as I can with people who are willing to listen and willing to take the chance to make their lives better. And if anybody needs to contact me for anything, you can always reach me at our Silva site. It's laura@silvamethod.com, and I'll be happy to help you with anything. And the site is silvamethod.com, and anything I can do for you, anything I can do for your audience, I'm here to serve.
Thank you much. I appreciate it. Thank you for listening. I'm Alan Smith, and I look forward to being with you again soon.